We're doing Rav Chalapa and Pashat Tetzaveh. The Pasuk says, command the Jewish people, they will take to you pure olive oil. And that will be a permanent light in the Beit HaMikdash. The Gemara says, Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani says, it says in the Pasuk, V'ikhu Eilecha, the Jewish people will bring you. Why does Hashem tell Moshe they will bring you? Hashem is saying, you, not me. I don't need that light. They will set up that light outside the curtain, outside the parochet, and that is testimony to all of Am Yisrael, that to the whole world, that the Shekhinah is in the Jewish people, because the light will last much longer than it should naturally last, and that's a sign that I'm here with the Jewish people. So what does this Gemara mean? The Talmud tells us, Avodah Tzorech Gavohi, the service of the Beit HaMikdash is the needs of the one above. Hashem needs something. What does that mean? Means that Hashem says, I want that things should be revealed through you. The needs of the one above is the idea that Hashem says, I want that you will be active in bringing things to the world. Things shouldn't just come from me, they should come from you. So when you light a candle and you say that lamp is going to be lit permanently, so if Hashem is keeping it lit permanently, why do we have to light it? It's going to stay lit by a miracle anyways. We say that's testimony that Hashem is in our midst. So that's where the Medrash says, Hashem says, I don't need the light, you need it, but I'm going to ask you to light it, because this way you're the one that's bringing out this revelation that Hashem is in the midst of the Jewish people. Hashem can make it that a fire comes down every day, zaps the wick, and it stays lit for 24 hours. No, Hashem says, you light it. I don't need it, but you need it. And it's your revelation that I'm in your midst, that when you light it in the evening, it lasts till the next night, something that's unnatural. You put in enough oil for it to last 12 hours, and it lasts 24 hours. That's the Ner Tamid. So that, Hashem says, that's to show you I'm in your midst. Now that we understand that, we can understand the story of Hanukkah better. Because what happened in Hanukkah was really a repeat of what happened with the Ner Tamid every night. Every night they'd light the menorah and give equal amounts of oil. And that oil worked for all the lamps. They'd be out in the next morning, except for the one that represented our connection with Hashem, the Ner Ma'aravi. That would last till the next night. So you have the same story of Hanukkah, but every night.
I was going to say, it makes Hanukkah not look so impressive.
Right. So then suddenly, when you come to Hanukkah, what are you seeing? You're seeing the same idea that was a constant in the Beit HaMikdash. That same idea is coming out now in all the candles, in all seven for 7 days. That suddenly they're staying lit unnaturally, these candles. What did we say the Ner Ma'aravi represents? The Ner Ma'aravi represents that Hashem is in our midst. Oh, so then now we understand why Chazal saw the Nes of Hanukkah as being a tremendous revelation that Hashem is in our midst. He's still with us. And this connects us back to Purim, the theme that we've constantly been stressing, the Gra in the beginning of Megillas Esther, that the two celebrations, the rabbinic celebrations of Purim and Hanukkah, are really celebrations that even though we're not our own people, we're not sovereign, where we're under the forces of nations, we have to answer to other nations, we're not completely independent. We had periods in the last millennium where we were completely under other nations and scattered. Hashem is still with us. That's the theme of Hanukkah and Purim. You should know that even when you think you're not in charge, even when you think other people are in charge of you, Hashem says, I'm keeping an eye on you. That's the story of Purim, where they were celebrating the thought, as we saw last night, that the Jewish people were down and gone for their connection with Hashem. That's the story of Hanukkah. Same theme. They thought the Jews are no longer connected to Hashem, and Hashem showed them. You see that Ner Ma'aravi? I'll show it to you in the whole menorah of the Beit HaMikdash.